ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ गणानामा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदम् गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणाम् हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते आत्मा कः
वाट् इस् आत्मा सि वै आत्मा कः Why not Atma Kim? Because Kaha means who, what, which. Ka also means who, what, which. Kim means what and which. Why not we use Ka or Kim? Why Kaha? Because Atma is a nakarantaha pullingaha Atman shabdaha. And Prathama Vibhaktau Atma iti rupam. Is it clear? Therefore, you can't ask Kim or Ka. So, Atma Kaha. So, what is Atma? Who is Atma? Okay. Now, we understood. What is Atma? Because Atma Satyam Tad Vyatiriktam Anyat Sarvam Mithya. Atma alone is Satyam. First, what is the question? Tattva Vivekaha Kaha. What is the discriminative knowledge of the truth? What do you mean by that? We said, Atma, Ekam Vastu Nityam, Ekam Vastu Brahma Nityam, Tad Vyatiriktam Sarvam Anityam. Isn't only Brahman alone is real? Everything else is not real. Brahman alone is, other than Brahman, everything else is not real. So now, the question, what is it? What is it? So again, it was said, Ekam Vastu Satyam. What is Atma? Atma Satyam. Vyatiriktam Anyat Sarvam Mithya. Atma alone is real. Everything else other than Atma is not real, which is Mithya. Which means, we saw last class, what is Satyam? How to understand the definition of Satyam I explained last class. We also understood Mithya, isn't it? So in our understanding, please be very clear. In Vedanta students should know very clearly, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. There is no such a thing called unreal at all. Unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal, which is otherwise said to be tucham. So we only have Satyam and Mithya. And Mithya is apparent reality, Satyam is absolute reality. So absolute reality is that which has independent existence, and Mithya is that which has dependent existence. So because it has dependent existence, it has beginning, it has a cause, it is subject to change, it comes and goes. But Satyam is independent existence, means there is no cause, there is no beginning, no end, no change. Isn't it? Again, it is all pervasive. It is, we have to remember this, is Asatyam, Atma. And how to arrive at that absolutely real, absolute reality implied by the term Atma, how to arrive at it? So Mithya is empirically real thing, relatively real, objectively real, apparently real. But absolutely real is Atma. How to arrive at it? What we understand, okay, beginningless, endless, changeless, it has independent existence. How to arrive at that Atma? It's all pervasive. We understand what is implied by the word Atma, but what? How to arrive at it? What is it Atma? what is that substance, what is that which is implied by that word Atma, which is of this nature. Now there's methodology. That's why Atma Kaha, what is Atma? And this Atma, this absolute reality has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only in terms of its nature, obtaining as the truth of the very individual. So individual analysis alone will help you arrive at the Atma in terms of its nature of knowing, isn't it? Therefore, this is analysis is presented here. So first it is said, sthula sukshma karna shariraad vitiriktaha pancha kosha atitaha san avasthatraya sakshi sachidananda swarupa san yaha tishtati sa atma. We understood literally this one, the meaning. Last class it was made very clear how the absolute reality implied by the term Atma is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as the very swarupam of the knower. The knower which is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. Do you remember that now? What is that knowledge? Knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am, is known in the waking state. The knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am being not there is otherwise said to be ignorance. Ignorance of the existence of the self, you know, being not being there also is known, which means when the ignorance is there, it is deep sleep state. Knowledge is there, it is waking state. And the knower of ignorance and knowledge is distinct from the known ignorance and knowledge. And that knower is formless. There is no knower other than the truth. And that knower is none other than the very awareness or consciousness or pure knowledge. It's only this how you can arrive at the truth implied by the term Atma. Okay? The knower actually is a temporary qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known ignorance and knowledge. The standpoint of the known. And again, knowing is the very nature of reality, is not an action. Therefore, is implied by the knower status is attributed to the Atma. From the standpoint of Atma, the consciousness itself, knowledge itself, you say, is knowledge the knower? No. Knowledge is not the knower. Why? Knowing is not an action. Knowing is not an action. But the knower, who is the knower then? There is no knower other than the Atma. So knower is a qualification, title attributed to this reality. How is the reality formless? Can you describe how it is? Can you explain? No. It is indescribable, inexplicable. Isn't it? But you understand. How do you understand? Not as any object, but as the very swarupam of the knower. There is knower. I, the self, am the knower. I am the knower. You must be convinced right now here. Do not have any doubt. I, the self, am the knower. Distinct from the known sthula shariram, known sukshma shariram, known even ignorance, the causal body, karna shariram. I, the knower, am distinct, and this knower, I, the knower, am very knowledge, the consciousness, awareness. And why there is knower then? Knower is, there is no knower. If you go and search for the knower, there is no knower sitting around you. Who is this knower? Knower is only a qualification attributed to this indescribable, inexplicable reality which is of the nature of knowing. No, nature is knowing, Swarupam is knowing, therefore knower status is given. And knower status is given from the standpoint of the known. Is it clear? And this is what? The substance of the substantive I. Just as water is the substance of the substantive wave, minus water there cannot be wave. The form and the name wave will be meaningless. Similarly, there is no substance other than pure knowledge, pure consciousness for substantive I. Okay, therefore, now we understand this consciousness is the nature of self-existence. It's the very existence. And this consciousness is Anandaha, is of the nature of fullness. Now we understand again later on, we are going to see that more. Now, so I am the Atma. Atma kaha, you found, you got the answer. I, the self, am the knower. I, the knower, am Atma. You arrived at the answer. But still, it won't be clear. You understood a bit. So, we had to make it very clear. You had to, 100%, you had to become very clear. Now, you are going to analyze all the three bodies, one by one, to arrive at the conclusion that I am Atma. So, here the question is, Sthula Shariram Kim? Read now. Sthula Shariram Kim? See, Sthula. Sthula, in some, we have to understand, Sthula is an adjective, which also means fat. Sthula means gross. Sthula also means fat. And Krisha means thin. Okay? Krisha. Sthula, Krisha. Sukshma means subtle. And because adjective, it is in keeping with the gender, it is, it also takes the now gender of number of the noun. Sthulaha purushaha, sthula mahila. No? Like sthulam, mitram, like that. So now, because here's the word sthula means grass. Okay. Now sthula shariram, sthulam shariram, sthula shariram. Kim, shariram is a neuter word, neuter gender word, therefore not kaha, kim. Sthula shariram kim? Sthula shariram kim? Shariram kim? Panchikrita.
Panchikrita.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
So what is the first definition of sthula shariram? Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam. See, so, no, Kritam, it has been made or it is made. Kritam is a past passive participle, made. Kritam means done, made, performed. But here, made. Is made of what? Is it? Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam. Then, let us see the first whole thing, definition. Sat. Karma janyam.
Sat karma janyam.
Sukha dukha adi.
Sukha dukha adi.
Bhoga.
Bhoga.
Ayatanam.
Ayatanam.
Sukha dukha adi.
Sukha dukha adi.
Bhoga ayatanam.
Bhoga ayatanam.
Bhoga ayatanam.
Bhoga ayatanam.
Shariram.
Shariram.
So panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam.
Pancha mahabhutaihi kritam.
Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Bhogayatanam.
Shariram.
Asti.
Jayate.
Vardhate.
Viparinamate. That ekara is dropped. Make it viparinamate. Apakshiyate. Vinashyati. Iti. Shadvikaravat. Yetat. Sthula shariram. Again, it panchikrita. Pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Panchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Satkarma janyam. Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Bhogayatanam.
Bhogayatanam.
Shariram.
Shariram.
Asti.
Asti.
Jayate.
Jayate.
Vardhate.
Vardhate.
Viparinamate.
Viparinamate.
Apakshiyate.
Apakshiyate.
Vinashyati.
Vinashyati.
Iti.
Iti.
Shadvikaravat.
Shadvikaravat.
Yetat.
Yetat.
Sthula shariram.
Sthula shariram.
Okay. Now, yetat sthula shariram. Yetat sthula shariram. This is gross body. What is gross body? First he says, panchamahabhutaihi kritam. It's made of five elements. That which elements? Not original, subtle five elements, but grossified five elements. Panchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam. Panchikrita means grossified elements. So it's made, physical body is made of grossified five elements. The original subtle elements, it is grossified five elements, gross elements. And we can understand easily, how do we say this has been made of grossified elements? Which means we should understand what are those five elements. What does it mean by saying grossification? How from those grossified elements this body has originated from? Which means this body, if it is integrated, you know, the body gets integrated, it can be reduced to elements. This physical body finally can be reduced to elements. Now, you know, whatever we see now is only gross elements. Space, air, fire, water, earth. These are the elements. This physical body, we only know proteins and minerals and then carbohydrates and fat and magnesium and protein, like that we know. Chemicals, no? There's nothing but chemicals, bundle of chemicals. This physical body is bundle of chemicals. All the chemicals again can be reduced to what? Finally, elements only. So what are the elements? Elements are inert material products. Elements are inert material products. And this physical body is also elemental. Therefore it is gross body is elemental product. Therefore it is of the nature of inertness. Body is of the nature of inertness. what does it mean by saying being inert? That which, anything which does not have knowledge of existence of its own self is inert. Even a live physical body is also inert. Dead physical body is also inert. The very big confusion for us, isn't it? Whether the body is live body or a dead body, any body is inert in nature. Any body is of the nature of inertness. Why? It does not have knowledge of existence of its own. I am the body. I am the here. Isn't it? There's so many things put together is this physical body. Therefore, it is of the nature of inertness. It is elemental product. And we'll understand how it is born of elements. We'll understand later on. Now, satkarma janyam. See, for this physical, for a person to assume this physical body, there's so many physical forms. You know, there's a frog body, snake body, monkey's body, very close to our body, isn't it? Monkey's body. So many physical forms are there. How come that certain individuals assume this cosmic physical body? It is because of the punyam. One must have punyam, isn't it? See, to be born, to assume an animal body, one must have only papam, it seems. To assume, if you have only punyam, and you will not be assuming human body. You will be in some celestial body, Shastram says. You have both punyam and papam, punya papa mishra, okay, mixture if you have, alone you will have this gross physical body. For satkarma janyam means what? Is born of any satkarma. Because of the, as a result of the punyam a person has alone, one can assume this physical body. Without punyam, it is impossible to have physical body, human physical body. That's why satkarma janyam. We are not analyzing the, if analyze the human physical form, it is enough to understand any physical form of any living being. But what is special about the human physical form? Satkarma janyam. One must have had punyam, isn't it, to assume a physical body. So satkarma janyam. Okay, satkarma janyam. So then what is it for? So what is it made of? It's made of gross, five gross elements. They have five gross elemental product. And it is born of punyam a person has. What is punyam? The result of the good merits of the right actions which have been performed before. Don't ask when, how. Okay? This white, this body. Then, what is this body for? What is this body, physical body for? It is said to be an ayatanam. Ayatanam. Gross body is an ayatanam. Ayatanam means an abode. It's like a house. Is it house? Ayatanam in abode, a house. For what? What for do you need an ayat abode? For enjoyment, for enjoying. Bhogaya ayatanam, bhogartham ayatanam, bhoga ayatanam. For the enjoyment. The physical body, the purpose of physical body is what? It is for the enjoyment. Enjoyment of what? Enjoyment of all forms of pairs of opposites. Beginning with sukham, dukkham, etc. Asacha sukha, dukkham. Sukha, dukkha, adi. Adi shabda stands for all the pairs of opposites. Sukham, pleasure. Dukkham, pain. See, here we don't see the word sukham means happiness also. But here, whenever the word sukham comes along with the word dukkham, it does not mean happiness, it means pleasure. Sukham dukkham. Sukham cha dukkham cha sukha dukkham. Sukha dukkhe. So, sukha dukkha adi. means what? Adi, the word Adi stands for etc. Mudaliya. Sukha dukkha mudaliya. Inba tunbam mudaliya. Sukha dukkha Adi bhoga ayatanam. So this is gross body, which is an abode of enjoyment, of pairs of opposites, all forms of pairs of opposites, such as pleasure, pain, etc. Which means we experience pleasure, there is experience of pain, experience of success, experience of failure, loss, gain, honor, dishonor, isn't it? All forms of pairs of opposites. Heat, cold, all forms of pairs of opposites. What does it mean? If a person does not have a physical body, then experience of enjoyment of pairs of opposites is not possible. Even for temporarily, when you forget, when you do not have identity with the physical body, there is no enjoyment of pairs of opposites possible. How do you know that? Example is what? Deep sleep state. Amazing. The deep sleep state is very helpful understanding so many things. In deep sleep state, what happens? We do have the physical body, but we do not have identity with the physical body. Even when you do not have identity with the physical body, when the physical body is not as good as non-existent for the person who is asleep, even then there is no experience of pairs of opposites. In deep sleep state, nobody can say, I go through pain and pleasure. Is it clear? Why? Even temporarily, even in non-identity, you don't have pairs of opposites. Without the physical body, how is it possible? No. This physical body is a must. No? Only then enjoyment of pairs of opposites, experience of pairs of opposites is possible. Therefore, it is said to be what? Sukha dukkha adi bhoga ayatanam. Sukha dukkhadi nam dvandvanam bhogaya bhogasya ayatanam. It's a board of enjoyment of pairs of all forms of pairs of opposites, such as pleasure, pain, etc. Okay. What? Shariram. Shariram. This physical body. Actually, we're going to see the meaning also. Shiryamana swabhavam shariram. Shiryamana swabhavam shariram. The very word shariram means that which falls apart. That which is subject to fall apart. Amazing. You know, Sanskritam is so expressive. Why the body is known by the term shariram? Shiryamana swabhavam shariram. That which wears out. That which subject to fall apart. Which means this physical body is combination of five elements. It's a modified form of five elements. It's a composite of many factors. Therefore, it's subject to fall apart. Like any car or any vehicle, the sofa, you can remove all the nuts and bolts, it can fall apart. A car, remove the steering, remove the wheels, remove the engine, remove the doors. Then where is the car? Understand? All parts can be separated. It can fall apart. Like this, this physical body also is subject to fall apart, subject to get disintegrated. Therefore, that is why it is known by the term shariram. Okay. Now, this shariram, now it's already very clear, it is elemental product, product of five gross elements, and it is of the nature of inertness, and it is assumed as a result of the punyam one has earned in one's life, and it is an abode of enjoyment of pairs of opposites. And what is the nature of this body? What is it for is very clear now. What is it made of is known. How to assume this particular physical body, we know. Now, what is the nature of the physical body? No, shad vikaravat. See, vikaraha is akaranta pullinga shabdaha. It's a masculine noun. Vikaraha, masculine noun. Means modification, change. Vikaraha, masculine noun. Corresponding feminine noun is what? Vikritihi. Vikritihi vikaraha. Isn't it? Vikriti. Vikaraha means modification. And vikaravat means what? Dhanavat means one who has money is dhanavan. One who has virtue is gunavan. Isn't it? Like that. One who has this six. One who has modification. One who is subject to modification. One who is endowed with that which is endowed with modification, that is subject to change, is said to be vikaravan dehaha. Vikaravan dehaha means the physical body is subject to change. And the shariram is a neutral gender word. Therefore, vikaravat. Vikaravat shariram. Is it clear? Vikaravat shariram. Vikaravan dehaha. The body which is subject to modifications is said to be vikaravan deha vikaravat shariram. And here Tattvabodha book puts already very clearly states it's subject to sixfold modifications. Therefore, shad vikaravat shad vikaravan deha. Subject to sixfold modifications. Not more than that? No. Can't deduce it? No. Sixfold modifications. What first? Asti. Asti. First of all, what happens? The body gets, you know, formed in the mother's womb. We're going to see elaborately, we're going to analyze this material body also later on. Asti, first of all, it gets, no, after conception, it gets conceived, formed in mother's womb. It is asti. First of all, getting conceived and after conception, obtaining asti, no, in the mother's womb itself is what? First. That's the first change. Before it got formed in mother's womb, it was none of, no, we are going to see that. It was already there. The first asti, mother's womb, it is asti. That itself is what? Change. Already it was in some other condition. It got formed in mother's womb. First asti. Then what happens? It is there and there it develops, grows and grows and grows. Inside the mother's womb, it starts growing. It develops. So it is there in mother's womb. The body is until all it gets. It grows and becomes a full-fledged body. How long is it is there, no, in mother's womb, the physical body, before it become, it comes outside, gets delivered outside. It is already there in mother's womb. And there it's until it becomes a full-fledged body. It has full-fledged growth, it is there, asti. Then after 9 months, after certain days, let jayate, it is born. That is another change. Change means what? No? The change, it comes out of mother's womb. Jayate is born. After coming out of mother's womb, it grows. Now few pounds and becomes, my God, isn't it? Vardhate, grows. Is it? Grows. Grows and also ages. Grows means what? Ages. The tender, beautiful, delicate baby's body becomes, grows, vardhate. See, the very class itself must bring, really bless you with what that understanding, isn't it? Dispassion must come. This is, what is the physical body all about? You're looking at your own physical body objectively as this. Is it the being with the fact? Asti jayate vardhate, it grows. So asti vardhate, you know how growth happens, isn't it? Every fraction of second, there's a growth. Every hour, there's a growth. Every day, there's a growth. Every week, there's a growth. Physical growth. Every month, there's a growth. Every year, there's a growth. Year after year, no? There's a growth, constant, continuous, consistent growth on the part of the physical form. In keeping with the stuff we put in, isn't it? Okay, vardhate. Then, viparinamate. And the growth continues. And this is such an age, the prime of youth, some metamorphosis, isn't it? Happens. The viparinama. Suddenly the boy's voice will turn, break. He was a very soft-voiced person. Suddenly the voice becomes different. And the moustache comes. That means he's a man, no more a boy. See, also for the girls. It's called viparinama. See, numbed root, but pari prefix, parinamati. You all know the word? Namati bows. Isn't it? Pranamati also bows. But in the place of pra, you put pari. Parinamati means what? Changes, modifies. Viparinamati means visheshena parinamate. Parinama also means evolution. Isn't it? So viparinamaha is the noun. Pranamaha, salutation, obeisance, isn't it? Namaha, pranamaha. But here, parinamate, viparinamate. No, some special change happens, takes place on the part of the physical form. Viparinamate, fourth change. Then, after 55-60, what happens? Deterioration takes place. Okay? Don't want to accept it, isn't it? And then we can when patak, chatak, patak, all sorts of sounds we hear. When you break, when you fold my legs, some sound comes. Isn't it? And then, it's called what is slow, I have that pain. It's, you can't see here, children have telling you. You know, they only say some stomachache, eating something. Otherwise, there's no physical ailment for them. For us, all over the body, all over the pain. Isn't it? It's all because of apakshayaha. Apakshiyate declines. The growth stops. At a certain point, growth stops. Not only does it stop, simply the growth stops. It starts declining. Isn't it? Apakshiyate. Apakshiyate. Then vinashyati. See, nashyati means perishes. Vinashyati, totally perishes, means it gets disintegrated. There's a time this sukshma leaves the physical body, then physical body, you know, whether you throw it away somewhere or keep it somewhere or you bury it or you cremate it, it will get disintegrated into five elements. Okay, what is nashaha? Vinashaha. See, vinashaha, it perishes totally means the form will disappear totally. Vinasha does not mean it will become a non-existent for good. It completely, the form will get completely destroyed. The form will go completely. It totally perishes means it will get disintegrated into elements. You can't go and search for so-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. Where is that person? Now, all in the form of five elements. Okay, the person whom you are saluting, and then that person becomes elements. Going back to the original state of elements. The body came from elements, it goes back to elements. After the departure of the sukshma, the body becomes dead. The dead body becomes disintegrated into elements. It's called the form perishes totally. The form alone perishes totally. Okay? Vinashyati means the physical form perishes totally. Vinashyati. That is the sixth change. The form perishes totally. It continues to be there. It will continue to be there in the form of elements. That's all. It's called Vinasha. And this physical form, body, this gross physical body is that which is subject to the sixfold modifications. Therefore, Shad Vikaravan Dehaha, Shad Vikaravat. Is called what? This is what is Sthula Shariram. The gross body is that which is subject to sixfold modifications, which is subject to fall apart, therefore known by the term Shariram. And this is an abode of enjoyment of all forms of parts of opposites, such as pain, pleasure, etc. And to assume this physical body, one must have some punyam. It is assumed only as a result of punyam. And this is nothing but product of five gross elements. It's elemental product. Therefore, it is of the nature of inertness. It is of the nature of inertness means what? This physical body does not have independent existence of its own. Anything inert means what? It is an object of knowledge. This physical body is an object of knowledge. The very fact you can analyze this much of the physical body, even this analysis of the body itself is a proof that what? It is an object of knowledge. You are simply saying, this body, this is known to me. Simply, this body is known to me, known by me. Therefore, this is indicated by the pronoun this. So, what you would understand, anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I, the first person singular pronoun, is an object of knowledge. What is an object of knowledge? How do you define? Anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than I is an object of knowledge. And body is indicated by the pronoun etat, idam. So it's object of knowledge. Therefore, it's available for analysis as an object. And if you want to know more about the physical body, that's a different thing. But now we have to make it must be very clear. This is the physical body. Etat sula shariram. Panchi krita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. This elemental product. Sat karma janyam. It is assumed only as a result of punyam. And it is an abode of enjoyment of all forms of parts of opposites. And this is endowed with sixfold modifications, subject to sixfold modifications. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viprinamate, apakshiyate, nashyate, vinashyati. Means all, these are all subtle facts about the physical body. Whether we like it, we don't like it, we accept it, we don't accept it, this is the fact about the physical body. Which means, what should we understand now? I, the knower, am the Atma, distinct from known material physical body. I, the knower, am the Atma. Satchidananda Swarupaha, I am distinct from this physical body. Is it clear now? Sthula shariraad vyatiriktaha aham. After studying, analyzing sthula shariram, we have to immediately remember this. Aham Atma. I didn't know where I am Atma, distinct from this sthula shariram. Sthula shariraad vyatiriktaha. Okay. Now we'll go to the next one. Sukshma shariram kim. Sukshma shariram kim. So you understand all the words there? The previous. Okay. Now sukshma shariram kim. Okay. What is subtle body? Is also, subtle body is also known as astral body. I call it astral body or subtle body. Sukshma shariram. Sukshma, I already said subtle. Subtle means imperceptible. Anything perceptible is gross. Imperceptible is subtle. And this subtle body also is of the nature of inertness. Why? This is also elemental product. This is also material product. Okay, see here. What is subtle body? Subtle body is distinct from the gross body. See, gross body is what? No, what is there? Subtle body is that which indwells the gross body, but which is distinct from the gross body, different from the gross body. And what is it made of? Read it now. Let us read. Sukshma shariram kim.
Sukshma shariram kim.
Apanchikrita.
Apanchikrita.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Apanchikrita.
Apanchikrita.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Pancha.
Pancha.
Jnana indriyani.
Jnana indriyani.
Pancha jnanendriyani.
Pancha jnanendriyani.
Pancha karmendriyani.
Pancha karmendriyani.
Pancha pranadayo.
Pancha pranadayo.
Manaschaikam.
Manaschaikam.
Buddhischaike.
Buddhischaike.
Say buddhischaika.
Buddhischaika.
Manaschaikam.
Manaschaikam.
Buddhischaika.
Buddhischaika.
Evam.
Evam.
Buddhischaikaivam.
Buddhischaikaivam.
Manaschaikam.
Manaschaikam.
Buddhischaika. Buddhischaikaivam.
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 Saptadasha.
Saptadasha.
Kalabhihi.
Kalabhihi.
Saha.
Saha.
Yattishtati.
Yattishtati.
Tat.
Tat.
Sukshma shariram.
Sukshma shariram.
Read again. Apanchikrita.
Apanchikrita.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Panchamahabhutaihi kritam.
Satkarma janyam.
Satkarma janyam.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Sukha dukkhadi.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Bhoga sadhanam.
Pancha jnanendriyani.
Pancha jnanendriyani.
Pancha karmendriyani.
Pancha karmendriyani.
பஞ்சப்ராணாதயஹ மனஶ்சைகம் புத்திஶ்சைகைவம் சப்ததசகலாபிஹி சஹ யத்திஷ்டதி தத் சூக்ஷ்மசரீரம். சோ நவ் சூக்ஷ்மசரீரம் கிம்? Sukshma Shariram is that which is made of non-gross elements, means subtle elements. Subtle elements. Now you need to understand what are subtle elements, what are gross elements. Understand later on. The only answer to the question, it is, what is it? It is made of five subtle elements. To say it is made of subtle elements, see, subtle body is a product of subtle elements. Subtle body is a product of subtle elements. To say that, because already physical body has been discussed as the product of gross elements, panchikrita. But here to say apanchikrita means non-grossified elements. Panchikrita means grossified. Non-grossified means what? Subtle original elements. Anyway, subtle or gross, elements are material products. Elements are matter. Therefore, elements are of the nature of inertness. Therefore, the cause is of the nature of inertness. Effect also must be of the nature of inertness. Isn't it? The elements are of the nature of inertness. Elemental product also must be of the nature of inertness. So subtle body also, even though it is subtle, it is also of the nature of inertness, which means it does not have independent existence of its own. Subtle body also, there is no such knowledge of the existence of itself on the part of subtle body also. Is it clear? It is in it. So, apanchikrita panchamahabhutaihi kritam, which means there is space, air, fire, water, earth. There are ungrossified, non-grossified subtle elements. Subtle space, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water, subtle earth, which means before they get mixed up with other elements. The pure space, space alone, isn't it? Like that, all elements, from these five elements alone, this subtle body is, subtle body is modified form of the subtle elements. For panchamahabhutaihi kritam, and even the human subtle body is distinct from the subtle bodies obtaining within other animal physical forms. See, wherever you see life, in all the living beings, there is subtle body. Without a subtle body, without a sukshma shariram, there cannot be a living being. Living being means what? There must be subtle body. What lends life to the gross physical form is the subtle form, subtle body. So in all the living beings, there is subtle body. But a human subtle body obtaining, indwelling within the human gross body is distinct, different, very different from subtle bodies obtaining within the gross bodies of other living beings. And to have this particular subtle body, especially the most sophisticated mind, isn't it? And no other animal has this, no. Therefore, and one must have punyam to have this subtle body also. Just as one must have punyam to be assumed, to assume a gross human physical form. So also to have this subtle body. See, human subtle body and gross body, to have these bodies, one must have punyam. Is it clear? Therefore, satkarma janyam, born of one's own good merits. Satkarma janyam. If we didn't have good karma at all, we wouldn't have had human physical form, first of all. Human body itself. So human physical form you got means you definitely have got human subtle body also, which means you have punyam. But for punyam, you would not have had this human form. You must understand this. It's very important to know this. Sat karma janyam. Okay. Sukha dukkhadi bhoga sadhanam. Now you can ask, what about animals? They don't have any punyam at all? Definitely, they do not have enough punyam to assume a human form involving both subtle body and gross body. These two bodies are very special. Okay. Now, sukha dukkhadi bhoga sadhanam. Physical body is bhoga ayatanam, is an abode of enjoyment, but subtle body is sadhanam, instrument of enjoyment. Subtle body is an instrument of enjoyment of the pairs of opposites. Without the instrument of enjoyment, enjoyment of pairs of opposites is not possible. You need an abode of enjoyment. You need an instrument of enjoyment also. So, bhoga sadhanam, the subtle body is an instrument of enjoyment of all forms of pairs of opposites. So, sukha dukkha, same words are here. Sukha dukkha adi bhoga sadhanam. Instrument of enjoyment of all forms of pairs of opposites, such as pleasure, pain, etc. Sukha, dukkha, adi, bhoga, sadhanam. Is it clear? Next. Now the question comes, what are those? Sukha, subtle body means what? Gross body has a form, solid form. Isn't gross, solid form is perceptible. Whereas, the subtle body, it doesn't have a form. Even though we use the expression body, shariram, for the sake of understanding, for the purpose of understanding, the word body is used. Really speaking, subtle body, the very word body, expression body, makes us think of something gross, isn't it? Please be very clear. Subtle body has no form. Like the gross body, no form means what? It is not perceptible. You cannot perceive through eyes. You cannot hear, you cannot hear, you cannot smell, you cannot taste, you cannot see. It is imperceptible. It is not available for sense perception. Okay, subtle body is formless. Subtle, which means it's imperceptible. It is not available for sense perception. Okay? That is why it's called a sukshma, subtle. If it doesn't have a form, then how can we understand subtle body? He said, come on, there are subtle factors indwelling the gross body. Understand those subtle factors. What are all the subtle aspects indwell the gross body? Inseparable from the gross body. Inseparably indwell the gross body. But they are distinct from the gross body. Distinct. We have to understand them. What are they? See, pancha jnana indriyani. pancha jnana indriyani. Now we are all experts in Gunasandhi, you know that very well. Jnana plus indriyani, jnana indriyani, isn't it? Pancha, number 5, you know that. Jnana indriya, jnanam, knowledge. Jnanaya indriyam, jnana indriyam, jnana indriyam. Indriyam means shaktihi, power. Indriyam ityukte shaktihi ityartaha. Indriyam is another word. What does it mean? Shaktihi. Shaktihi means power. How can we understand power? Now, the capacity, the power of seeing. Now, what you see outside is what? We see eyelids, we see eyeball, we see the white part of the eye. This is only a physical part called golakam. Now, your eye, if you take these two eyes, what you see outside, perceptible, is what? Golakam. The physical part is golakam. In this particular physical part called eye, with eyelids, eyeball, etc., there is power of seeing. The power of seeing is distinct from, different from the golakam, without which the function of seeing is not possible. So, indriyam is different from golakam. Golakam is perceptible, indriyam is imperceptible. But in perceptible is what? Indriyam is not, indriyam is available for the thought perception. The power being manifest can be understood. Isn't it? Now you are able to see. You are able to see. Means there is a seeing power. Similarly, we have this ear lobes, etc. There is power of hearing. The power of hearing is different from, distinct from the very golakam. There is a golakam, there is an indriyam, which is distinct. So the nostrils, the nose is the golakam, and where in the nostrils you have power of smelling. You are going to see elaborately everything. Similarly, tongue is the golakam, where you have power of taste. Indriyam. Like this, we have the skin, whole body we have is covered by skin, and the skin is the golakam, the sense of touch, power of touch. The subtle powers, 5 different subtle powers, involved in 5 different functions of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, etc. Those powers are subtle, having their own respective locus, called golakam. Is it clear? So, pancha jnana indriyani, they serve as instruments of knowledge. Jnana indriyani, these subtle powers serve as instruments of knowledge of the respective objects. So, the external world, whole external world, can be reduced to 5 different objects. If you ask, what is this universe? There is no 6th object in the world. You know that. Doesn't matter how big and vast this universe is. This entire universe can be reduced to 5-fold objects. 5-fold object. Obtaining in 5 different forms. Perceptible through 5 different sense organs. The light and all the things which reflect light. Sound. So, rupam, we are going to see later on. Shabdaha. Sound. Smell. Taste. Touch. That's all. There is no 6th object. Only 5 different objects. And to know them, each sense power serves as an instrument of knowledge of its corresponding object. What can be known through seeing power cannot be known through hearing power. Like that. Therefore, these are pancha jnana indriyani. the five sense powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. Pancha karma indriyani. Now we have five powers, organs of action. See, again, we see externally the organs. Hands, you see. Legs, you see. Your throat, you see. Of course, the neck, you see. Throat, you don't see, of course, physically. But, you know, there's a throat. And you're speaking, you're holding, you're pushing, you're walking, you're running. All physical activities. All gross physical activities. Now, leave alone the instruments of knowledge. What about the physical activities? For all forms of main five physical activities, what are they? First, hands, legs, organ of speech, reproductory organ, excretory organ. How much are you pushing? Everything has to go out. Excretory organ. Isn't it? All these organs are, you know, because physical forms you see, but you know, without the subtle power indwelling in these physical parts, activities, it will not be possible. You are able to walk, run, because legs are active, hands are active, your organ of speech is active, you are able to speak, reproduction is possible, excretion is possible, because all these actions are happening, physical activities are possible because of the subtle powers. There are five subtle powers because of which physical activities are possible. Not only the knowledge is possible, knowledge of what is external to the physical body, knowledge of what is possible because of these five powers of organs of powers of knowledge. Similarly, all physical activities are possible because of these five powers of activities. Pancha karma indriyani. Let's do one more thing and stop here. Pancha pranadayaha. Pancha pranaha. There are five physiological functions. Pancha pranadayo. Sandhi, isn't it? Because sandhi, you break it, pancha prana adayaha. Prana adayaha pancha. Adayaha means etc. What does it mean? Prana adayaha pancha. There are five physiological functions such as pranaha, etc. So there are five prana adayaha means pranaha. Adayaha stand for rest of the four. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. So the adayaha stand for rest of the four. Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. Are there five pranas? No. There is only one vital air involved in five different functions, governing five different systems, is given five different names as pranaha. So pranaha governs the respiratory system, apanaha governs the excretory system, vyanaha governs the circulatory system, samanaha governs the digestive system, and udanaha governs the retentive system. Okay, there are five physiological functions constantly, consistently, continuously, non-stop from the time you got conceived in the mother's womb, they are functioning. Always, non-stop. They should not stop. Okay? They will stop but one day. That's different. We don't want them to stop. That's the problem, isn't it? There's a time they'll stop. They get tired of sometime, okay? They do stop. Pancha prana adayaha. Now how many? Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha. Which of these 15 factors has form? Tell me. You understand? It is formless. Seeing power has no form. Hearing power has no form. Our power in your hand doesn't have form. No prana has a form. It will function. Understand? All are formless. And these subtle factors, are they existent or not? Tell me. Are they there or not? Do you doubt?
No.
Do you doubt? They are. They are. Can you describe them? No. They have form? No. How are they? Subtle. You understand their presence, but they are not perceptible through sense organs. Is it clear? How can the powers which serve as instruments of perception be objects of perception? Is it clear? Similarly, all other functions, now subtle powers of organs of action, the five powers because of which physical activities are possible, the five subtle powers because of which knowledge of the external world is possible. What is in the world? My God, the whole world, isn't it? The knowledge of what is in the external world is possible because of these five sense powers. And all physical activities are possible because of these five subtle powers called karmendriyani. And the very life of the physical body itself is possible. The sense powers can see, sense powers can perceive, powers of organs of actions can be active, okay? And the very life itself is possible because of the presence of five pranas within the body. What makes the body alive? What keeps the body going? Physiological functions. Is it clear? Pancha pranaha. Now one more thing we have. The most precious. Manaha cha ekam. Ekam manaha cha ekam. Cha. After giving one by one 15 aspects. Cha and ekam manaha. Break it. Manaha cha manascha. What sandhi? Should remember. Manaha cha manascha. Cha plus ekam. Vriddhi sandhi chaikam. Manaha cha ekam manaschaikam. Cha ekam manaha. And one antahkaranam. Antahkaranam. These five sense organs are what? External instruments of knowledge. There's one internal instrument of knowledge called antahkaranam, known by one word, manaha. Is it clear? One internal instrument of knowledge. The internal means from the standpoint, the sense powers, they're internal. It is internal. Called manaha cha ekam. Okay. Then buddhihi cha eka. Buddhihi cha eka. Manaha ekam. Buddhihi cha eka. Why buddhihi eka? Buddhihi feminine word. Manaha neuter gender word. Therefore manaha ekam. Buddhihi eka. There is a mind and there is also intellect. This mind and intellect together, we say what? Antahkaranam. Mind and intellect together, we say antahkaranam. Now we are separating. Manaha cha ekam and intellect. One intellect. One mind. Ekam manaha, eka buddhihi cha. Evam, evam. Thus, saptadasha kalabhihi. Now each subtle aspect is seen as a given aspect. Seven aspects, saptadasha kalaha. All the 17, saptadasha, 17 aspects together constitute what? Sukshma shariram. saptadasha kalabihi saha yat tishtati. That which remains, that which stands, that which is consisting of these 17 subtle aspects together is given the name Sukshma Shariram. Tat Sukshma Shariram. Yat saptadasha kalabihi yat tishtati tat Sukshma Shariram. That which is constituted of the 17 aspects is given the name subtle body. We'll continue next class.